This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. All right, so listen, on last week, I showed you the different pictures of the things that we're doing in India and in Haiti. We've been doing those. And then, of course, we're doing something new with a different pastor and organization over in Haiti where we're building a home. We showed you pictures of all the things that we purchased throughout 2020. And, you know, and I talked to you a little bit about vision partnership and what a partner does. A partner intercedes and a partner is involved and a partner invests. And so, because, you know, I think that the beginning of the year, we should have some good refresher lessons. A lot of times in the beginning of the year, I'm either going to teach a faith refresher. Sometimes I teach a giving refresher and those kind of things. And I think those are good for us. And so I want to focus on what I left off with last week on a partner invest. And I really want to talk to you a little bit about giving. Of course, our big giving day is coming up in March, the first Sunday in March. You say, what is a big giving day? It is a day that we give over and above our normal tithes and offerings. If you've been coming to Without Limits, that is nothing new. But if you're new, I explain it to you so you'll know what it is. It's one day a year where we pray and ask God what our, you know, what our part is. And, you know, some give hundreds and some give thousands. It's not equal giving, but it is equal sacrifice. We don't like to put numbers out there because we want you to hear from God. Now, I do have a faith goal every year. And my faith goal every year is to have 100 of our members and partners to sow a seed of $1,000. We have partners that give much more than that. We have partners say, hey, I'm just not there yet. And that's okay. All we want you to do is sacrifice and give your best. But the Bible teaches us that faith cometh by hearing, right? And hearing by the word of God. So if I teach on giving, then you should receive even more faith to do it in your normal tithes and offerings and in your big giving. And so Luke, the 12th chapter, in the 34th verse, and my whole objective is just to teach you this principle of giving and to help you overcome any confusion and understand that giving is God's plan to prosper your life. For all those that are taking notes with me, why don't you just type this down? And this is really for people that are going to watch it later on tonight and tomorrow. That giving is God's plan to prosper our lives. So Luke 12 and 34 teaches us, it's very clear, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so we've got to understand that my heart is directly connected to my bank account. That's just the bottom line. Or your wallet or your purse, as the case may be. You always hear us say here at Without Limits Christian Center that giving is not a game. It is God's plan to prosper our lives. And to the degree that we do it on purpose, out of principle, we'll see amazing things happen in our lives. And so giving is a way that we honor God. And it's also a way that we worship God. The Bible teaches us to honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruit of all of our increase. A tithe is a type of first. And so every time you get paid, you take a test. And what is the test? You every time you get paid, you take a test. Who am I going to thank for my increase? You got it? That first 10%, you're going to thank somebody. Either you're going to thank God and give it to God, or you're going to thank Belk or JCPenney or Target or whoever, you know. But the Bible teaches us to honor the Lord with our first. So the first belongs to God. He wants the first and he wants the best. We've got to understand that giving, watch this now, it is a law and not a risk. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Pastor Pat, Minister Debbie on this past Tuesday night. We're on all three platforms for the month of January. And didn't they do an amazing job teaching on giving and giving their, I didn't give them a lot of instructions. I just said, hey, I want you to teach on giving, and I just want you to teach on it from how God has blessed you in your life. Of course, I know they're going to teach the word, and they're going to teach the principles, and so it just blessed me. It blessed me. Some of the testimonies that I heard, it really blessed me, because listen, I know what God has done in my life. I know the supernatural things that he's done in my life, but when you hear how God's doing it in this person's life, and this person's life, and this person's life, you begin to understand that God is no respecter of persons. He's only a respecter of faith. So what he does for one, he must do for another. Watch this, in principle. What does that mean? God, watch this. My story is not going to look like Pastor Pat's story, it's not going to look like your story or your neighbor's story. But at the end of the day, we can all say, because of our giving, God has been really good to us. Does that make sense? And so, yeah. And so God wants to bless you. All right. And he wants to bless you through your commitment and through your giving to him. Years ago, I was at a very low point in my life. I loved God. I was living holy. I was going to church. I was a good husband to my wife and those kind of things. But I was not experiencing the life I really wanted to experience. What I did not realize is what I really wanted to experience was God's supernatural in my life. That he puts his super on our natural. And I learned this principle of giving and how to really give. Watch this, not just give, but give in faith. And it radically changed my life. And so the first thing that you have to do when it comes to giving, I'm just telling you, the first thing you have to do is you have to overcome false beliefs. Everybody say false beliefs. Now, a false belief is a thought pattern that is contrary to the express will of God that hinders and cripples the believer's decision-making process. And so it is a thought pattern. And that's why the Bible teaches us that you have to cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the name and the knowledge of God. The Bible talks about the fiery darts of the wicked one. Those are negative thoughts that come from the enemy to make you think that you're not going to make it, to make you think that you're going to get a bad report from the doctor, to make you think that things are not going to work out for you, to make you think that God will never forgive you or he doesn't love you, to make you think that giving doesn't work. You understand? And so what we have to do when it comes to the area of giving is overcome these false beliefs and these negative thoughts and realize that God wants to prosper me through my commitment and my giving to him. And where a man's treasure is, there is his heart also. So if I give God my treasure, then guess what? My heart is with God. Does that make sense? All right. And so you have to overcome false beliefs. Let's talk about a few false beliefs. People say that money is the root of all evil. You ever heard anybody say money is the root of all evil? The Bible doesn't say money is the root of all evil. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. You ever heard all the preacher wants is your money? Yeah, you heard it. You probably used to say it, years ago when you was, in the wrong environment, praise the Lord, and did not have an understanding of the word of God and how he wants to bless you through your commitment to him. And so you got to understand this. The truth is we have to be careful not to allow money to rule us in life. That's the bottom line. There's a lot of people that don't realize it. I don't think they mean it. You got it. But they allow money to rule them, because what happens is, when you allow money to rule you, you don't want to let it go. When you allow money to rule you, you're stingy. When you allow money to rule you, you live your life with closed fists instead of open fists. Elder C taught us years ago that, you have to have open, hands, because that way, watch this, not only can you release it, but you can allow it to come back to you. And that's why you have to be a giver and a receiver. You got it? A lot of times, those of us that are givers, sometimes people want to do stuff and we say, oh no, don't worry about it. No. God wants to bless you. You got it? You're like, oh, I'm okay. It's not about you being okay. We're not giving to you because you're needy. You understand? We're because God wanted to raise somebody up just to be a blessing to you. Why? Because God loves you. So the next time, you're somewhere and someone wants to be a blessing to you, don't deny it. Receive it and speak the blessing on their lives. Now that's good. That's a good place to clap, and you almost missed it online. Praise the Lord. All right. And so money is a great servant, but it's a horrible master. I think I heard Pastor Pat say that, or Minister Debbie on Tuesday night, that money is a great servant, but it is a horrible master. Watch this in Mark, the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse. It says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest me thou good? Now, that's a whole nother lesson for a whole nother time. All right. No, don't go there. There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all of these have I observed from my youth. So he thought, he was doing good. All right. He said, all these I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Everybody say one thing, one thing. He says, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. Watch this. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come, take up that cross and follow me. Now watch what he says. And he was sad at that saying and went away what? Grieved, upset, couldn't take what Jesus said. Why? For he had great possessions. I submit to you that possessions had him. And so that is the key. We have to learn, watch this now, that we have to learn that everything belongs to God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell within. He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. He says the silver is mine and the gold is mine. Do you not know that he says, I create the fruit of the lips? And so even when you give him praise, you are just giving back to him what already he created and belonged to him. So you got to understand that everything belongs to God. Watch this, including in these monies. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And so you have to understand, I'm never going to be like this. I'm going to be like that. Watch this. And watch this. When I'm like this, I'm going to release my giving to God, and my hands are extended. I'm going to worship God in my giving, and I'm going to release it. Watch this. And keep my hands open to receive the hundredfold that God wants to give back to me. Does that make sense? All right. Three quick points. I'm not going to hold you long. Y'all been a good class already. I just know. How you know? I just know it in the spirit. Bless God. All right. So number one, we've got to understand that giving is God's plan. Now, of course, for some of my veterans that have been with me for a while, some of this is you've heard before, but it's a good refresher, because watch this, faith cometh by hearing and not what you've heard. You got it? And so you have to understand, never, you know, when there's a few areas of, you know, that I was talking to, I think Minister Debbie, and I, or either lady, I was like, you know, when you teach on giving, you're not trying to recreate the wheel. You just have to teach what the Bible says, even if I've taught it before. But the wonderful thing about God is every time you teach it, he breathes on it again. And that is why faith cometh by hearing and not what you've heard. So never say, oh, I heard this before, and then blank it out, because what you're doing is you're robbing yourself of new information, new revelation, new, watch this, inspiration, watch this, and a new look and a fresh faith, or an increase of faith that God wants to give to you as we look at this again. So giving is God's plan. Genesis, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not what? Shall not cease. So the Bible teaches us, listen, as long as the earth remains, there's going to be something. There's going to be cold and heat. There's going to be summer and winter. There's going to be day and night, but there's also going to be seed time and harvest. And so we are blessed to be a blessing. And so if you're taking notes, I want you to type that down underneath, that we are blessed to be a blessing. Hopefully you put down my number one. I know you did. We are blessed to be a blessing. My pathway to a better life came through my giving. Your pathway to a better life comes through your giving. Our pathway to a better life comes through our giving. Luke, the 6th chapter and the 38th verse teaches us, it's real simple. It says, give, and then what's going to happen? It's going to be given unto you. A lot of times people want that thing to work the other way. Well, if God gives to me, I'll give to him. No, that's not the way God works. I love something that Pastor Pat said on Tuesday night. He said, listen, if you're not giving, God's not mad at you. And I was so glad he said that. He said, God loves you. And I was so glad he said that. But then something that Pastor Pat said, because you remember a few weeks ago, I said how we have to have a balance of grace and truth. So he gave you the grace on front. But then Pastor Pat said something real good. He brought truth. He said, but God's not going to go against his word. And so you got to understand that God loves you. He's not mad at you. But if you want to be blessed his way, you still got to do it his way. You still got to give him the first, and he blesses you. Does that make sense? And so he says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Watch this. Shall men give into your bosom. God will raise up men and women, as the case may be, to be a blessing to you. When you are a giver, your name, watch this now, your name comes up in places that you've never even been, around people that you've never even met, because God, watch this, that is how he puts his super on your natural and raises up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help you prosper. Right now, if you are a giver, angels are on assignment to keep you in all your ways, and they are going out, watch this, making sure that they cause favor to abound toward your life. Now, somebody somebody say, I receive, I receive, I receive in Jesus' name. All right? And that's why I tell you that giving is not a game. That's why Pastor doesn't get all emotional and doesn't try to tell you if you give, you tithe. And your offering, a BMW, is going to show up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, I ain't going to do all that. No, I'm going to teach you the word of God. You got it. I'm going to tell you that the Bible says if you give, it's going to be given right back to you. Whether you jump, whether you turn around, no matter what you do, God is a man of his word. And God says, only thing I don't need your emotion. Nothing wrong with emotion. I'm not knocking that. But he says, what I need is your faith. I need you just to believe that when you release what's in your hand, God says, I'm going to release what's in mine, and my hands are bigger than yours. And so God is a man of his word. He cannot change. He will not lie. He is the ultimate integrity. He is the ultimate character. And if we will do it God's way, we'll see his results in our life. That's a good place to praise God right there. That's good. All right. So he said, he'll raise up somebody. Shall men give into your bosom? That is why, watch this. That is why, this message is just not for adults, but it's for all our children too. You got it? Because you're believing one thing we got to understand about our children is they're all going to do different things. Watch this. But God, watch this. They're going to take God's path and not our path. You know, well, I think they need to do this because I did that. Lady LaConte and I are not like that with Jay and Hannah. No, we want them to do what God has called them to do. And we understand that every child is different. So Jay is probably going to do something different than Hannah does. And that's okay, because all of our kids are different. And then your kids might do something totally different than my kids, because there's so many ways to go. It doesn't matter if they go to the military. It doesn't matter if they're going to college. It doesn't matter, you know, if they're going to trade school, if they're going to culinary school, if they're going to Bible college. Just so many different things. Watch this. God will cause his favor to abound toward them. So even now, they have to start declaring if they're going to college. Father, I thank you that my college is paid over and above in Jesus' name. Or Bible school. Or if they're going into the military. Father, I thank you that favor is going before me and making the way that as I learn, I will excel. I'll get promoted. You understand what I'm saying? And that is why we have to teach our children these things. You know, Hannah and I have been talking a lot recently about faith. Some of the things that I've already taught Jay, and now she's 14, and you know, not that I couldn't teach her before. I teach her little by little, but she's grasping more and understanding more. And so I've been working with her on something recently, and things really worked out good for her. And so I said, and I taught her, I said, now see, that's the way faith works. Whenever a challenge comes in our lives, we take the word of God. That's the first thing that we do. You got it? And I taught her, this is how we take the word of God. We find the scriptures that relate to whatever's going on in our lives, and we begin to decree and to declare those scriptures. I said, what we don't want, we curse. What we want, we receive. So you curse things that are not like God. You will curse attacks from the enemy, and you receive joy, and you receive peace, and you receive strength. Does that make any sense? And so that is why your children, we're not in church now. Lady LaConte standing right there, or sitting right there. We are not in church now. But once all this pandemic is over, and it's all going to be over in Jesus' name, we just declare in Jesus' name that the pandemic is over. The numbers are going down. The virus is cursed at the root. That is our confession of faith. We're going to stick with it, and we're not going to change till we see the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. Amen? That's right. We are going to see it, all right? When are you going to see it? I don't know, but if I'm willing to wait forever, it won't take that long. And so that is my confession of faith, right? But when we do all get back to church, that's why it's so important for you to have them here. Because what you don't understand is, even if they don't want to be here and they're slouched in the chair and they're looking like that, the word of God is an incorruptible seed, and it's getting in their heart. And then it'll be 18 months later, you'll hear them in the other room talking, and you'll be like, how did they learn that? They learned that by hearing the word, because no matter what they look like, it's getting on the inside of them and it's changing them from the inside out. That's a good place to give the Lord a hand praise right there. Now, I didn't forget where I was going. We were talking about the importance of men giving into our bosom and favor abounding in our lives. And I paused because I wanted you to make sure this is not just for you. This is for your children as well. All right. He said, shall men give into your bosom? For with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. So just really the way I measure it out is the way it's measured back to me. So When I learned this verse, my whole thing was, Lord, make me the man. I learned that God raises up men and women, as the case may be, to be a blessing to others. So if God's going to raise me up to be a blessing, watch this. Even after I'm a blessing to others, that means that he's going to still make sure that I have enough, right? Because he's looking for channels he can flow through. Hear me now. If God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. If God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. And the first test is with your tithe. Because people say, oh, well, God, if you just bless me with whatever, I'll be a blessing to other people. But the first thing you've got to do is understand he's never going to go against his word. And the first thing I have to do is make sure I give God the first, right? And once I give God the first, we can start talking about the rest. Does that make sense? And so he's looking for channels he can flow through. If he can get it through you, he will get it to you. Lady LeConte and I, we learned this principle of giving years ago, and it radically changed our lives. I mean, we were living, paycheck to paycheck, needed money between paychecks. You got it. We were renting a house. And because I'm a man of integrity, on the first, I didn't have the money. But you know what I did? I called the lady. Her name was Stephanie, lived in Jacksonville. Her husband was an architect, because this is a testimony and not a testimony. And I said, hey, Stephanie, this is James. I said, listen, I know it's the first, and I know it's due by the fifth, or I'm going to have, to pay more. But, I almost got it. I'm working on a few more things, and I'll have the rest to you, and I had to do that. So, it was several months, it took a while till I got to the point that I actually could pay it on the first. You got it? But that's okay. I kept my integrity. I did it God's way. We were giving our tithe. We weren't making a whole bunch of money, but we were tithing all what we have. We were giving an offering. We would even be a blessing to our pastors. We'd give them a pastor's offering. You got it? And those kind of things. And so we would do that in faith, believing if we would be consistent that God would bless us. And not overnight, but over time, because everything about God is a process unless a miracle happens, and we believe in miracles, right? But unless a miracle shows up, and we have seen plenty of miracles in our lives, we have to understand things don't happen overnight, but they happen over time. Let me show you this in Mark, the 4th chapter and the 26th verse. Y'all getting blessed? All right. So it says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise, watch this, night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, and he knoweth not how. Everybody say, I go to bed and I get up. I go to bed and I get up. So the Bible says that we are to give. We are to be givers. Give of your tithe. Give of your offerings. Be generous. You got to be extra generous. Do within your lane, of course. Y'all understand what I'm saying. But within your lane, be as generous as you can be, and then live out your normal life. Keep living your day by allowing the fruit of the Spirit to be in operation in your life. Just keep going to bed and waking up and going to bed and waking up. And watch this. And the Bible says that the seeds that you are sowing, they are going to spring and grow up. You're not even going to realize it. He says, watch this. Verse 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, right? First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Verse 29 says, but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth forth, he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. So it's not overnight, but it's over time. The Bible says as long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed, there's going to be time, and there's going to be harvest. And what gets a lot of people is time. A lot of people say, okay, I'm going to do it, Pastor. I'm going to sow my seed. Watch this. But if you have a flawed criteria where you tell God, I'm going to sow my seed, but as far as time, I'm giving you 30 days. You can't do that. You got it? You have to have the type of, I'm in this to win. You got it? That I'm going to do it God's way. If I'm willing to wait forever, it won't take that long. So yes, I was believing in 30 days this will show up. It's day 33, but I still believe God. And if I wake up day 34, I still believe God. And day 35, watch this, because I know that God is a man of his word. He cannot lie, and he will not change. And if I stay in faith, victory is inevitable for my life. All right. And so there's seed, there's time, and then there's harvest. Proverbs, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse says, wealth not earned, but won in haste or unjustly from the production of things for vain or detrimental use. Such riches shall dwindle away. Quit trying to get money the wrong way. I heard the government got a program. I think I don't really qualify, but I'm just going to change a few things on the application. You bet not. You bet not. BET, you bet not. All right. Pastor, don't have no jail ministry. I'll write you a letter. Send your confession book. Praise the Lord. I pray for you. You got it. All right. Praise the Lord. So wealth not earned, but won in haste or unjustly. You got it. Don't cheat on your taxes to get $300. It is not worth it. Jail and $300. Jail and $300. It's not worth it. You understand what I'm saying? You got it. You know, sometimes people will call you. Hey, I got this little thing going. No, you keep your thing. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to get God's result. I'm going to give God the first. He going to bless the rest. You understand? And then not overnight, but over time. So watch this. So I'm going to do better this year than I did last year. I'm going to do better next year than I did this year. Does that make sense? All right. And so you've got to understand the process is little by little, all right? And so you've got to, oh man, I don't have much time left. That's okay. I'm going to read the scripture. I'm going to tell you what my other 2 points were, and then maybe we'll just pick those up next week, all right? Because we're not going anywhere. We're going to be back next week, all right? So 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 6th verse, I'm reading in the Amplified. It says, remember this. Do what, class? Remember this. He who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously that blessings may come to someone, watch this, will also reap generously and with blessings. He says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves. What's wrong? Did I say something wrong? Oh, all right. He says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. Oh, I see y'all was just going. Oh, I see where y'all was going. For God loves. They were like, he loves a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver. Are we on this camera right here? He loves a cheerful giver. Yeah. I didn't know what they was talking about, but praise the Lord. All right. But you know, I'm just going to go on this way. I ain't going to worry about this way. I'm going to just come over here and talk to y'all. All right. Because they messing me up on my scripture. I got a few folk over here on the praise team. They ain't going to bother me next time I say it. For God loves, he takes pleasure in and prize above other things and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do a giver whose heart is in his giving. Oh my God, today. Now you got to get this. You got to get this. Verse 8. And we got to go home after this. All right. And God is able. Not only is he able, but he's willing. The writer says in Ephesians 3:20, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. All right, let's go home, court. I think this is a good place because I feel like getting excited. But if I get excited, I'm going to need another 5 minutes on the clock. Then I'm going to have to ask you if you raise your hand if I can get 5 minutes. And then I'm going to have to count 5, 10, 15, 20. And then we're going to be here till 2 o'clock. And we don't want to do that. Praise the Lord. All right. And I appreciate you for not being distracted, you know, for this hour so that we've been on. So we're almost done. Don't go anywhere. Listen, we're going to pray after this. And so I'm almost done. But I need you to hang with me to the end. All right. He says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, and God, that's God's will for your life. Why? He says that you may always, under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient. He says, no matter what the situation is, child says, Mama, I need this. I got it. You got it. Friend says, hey, can you do this for me? I'm talking about real friends now. I got it. You understand what I'm saying? So he says, whatever the need be. Lord, I want a new washer and dryer. And I don't want to have to, you know, put it on my Lowe's card. I just want to pay cash for it. Whatever the need be. Self-sufficient. That's where you start there. And then you work your way. You know, I don't want to have a car note no anymore. Whatever the need be. Self-sufficient. And as you grow, I don't want a house note anymore. Whatever the need be. Self-sufficient. What does self-sufficient mean? Possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. I'm going to stop right there. I believe I know I said I'd give you the other points, but I'm going to keep those for a little bit later. And we're going to put the meat on the bones with those a little bit later. I want to pray for you because you've always heard me say, and I just believe this to the core of who I am, that most people want to do the right thing. I just believe that. I believe that most people really want, you know, when it comes to the area of giving, sometimes you have Christians and saints that they don't give, or, you know, they're sometime in their giving, sometime you give some. I don't believe they really want to be like that. Sometimes I think it's fear, you know, because of, you know, I want to make sure I have enough to do this and that. You know, sometimes I think the enemy just gets in our minds and talks us out of it. You got it. Sometimes I think it's some people just don't have an understanding of the Word of God. That's why I teach on giving, so that you have a good understanding. But just irregardless of the situation, you got it. I believe that most people really want to do the right thing. And so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for you today in this area. That from this day forward, you will give consistently and you will not be shaken. That's what the Lord told me to do. That you will be consistent in your giving and you will never be shaken. As a matter of fact, every time you get paid, you go right on Secure Give. You go right on Cash App. You just go ahead and just release it and give it to God. Watch it. And keep your hands uplifted and open. You got it. In worship to God, because I've released it. And he's going to give it back to me greater than I've given it to him. So I want to pray for you. Father, I set my faith with every person under the sound of my voice. We've got partners all over the country. And so, Father, every person under the sound of my voice, I set my faith with them that from this day forward, they will give consistently according to your word, not according to pastor's word, but according to your word. And they will not be shaken. They will not be moved. They will not be inconsistent anymore from this time forward. And as a result of it, Father, I thank you that favor will abound, that grace will abound, that increase will abound in their lives in the name of Jesus like they've never seen it before. And so even now, I thank you, Father, that you're lining things up for them. Even now, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you're raising up somewhere, someone somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help them prosper. I declare in the name of Jesus that we'll be able to look back and say, you know what? That's an area that I've overcome. I don't have a problem in the area of giving. I'm consistent and I'm not shaken because I understand the first belongs to God and he's going to bless the rest and increase what I've given. And so, Father, I thank you for it and I give you praise. We thank you for our big giving day, that it will be a phenomenal day, that we will all obey God. We thank you for those 100 members that will be able to sow the seed of $1,000. We thank you for those that will do more and those that maybe they're not there yet. That's okay. Not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. And we give you praise for it. Now, Father, I thank you for those that are under the sound of my voice that may not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior.